Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers.
G-R-O-S, red, great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. Archie chomps a cigar and smiles with Edith. As Gloria decorates the house, Archie and Mike walk in.
Telling you for the last time, get away from me. Get away from me.
Oh, it's the administration that's causing all your problems. Where do you think your inflation comes from?
I know where my inflation comes from the gas that you give me.
What are you two fighting about now?
I ain't fighting. Neither one is doing a fight. All I'm doing is talking. And all I'm saying is that I shouldn't be putting on this anniversary party, which I cannot afford.
And all I am saying is the reason you are uptight is because, A, your union is about to go on strike.
Hold it. I ain't uptight about that strike.
And, B, between the recession and inflation, this administration is taking you to the cleaners.
I'll get away.
You can't walk away from it, Arch. You've been pinching pennies for months. You're down to one cigar a day, and you are scared stiff about that strike.
I ain't scared about that strike. I ain't scared about nothing.
You are too scared.
Mike pushes him aside with the fridge door.
You're scared your union's about to go on strike because of the high cost of living that this administration promised to bring down 6 years ago.
Archie traps Mike behind the door.
The only thing that scares me is the high cost of your appetite. You listen to your president, you know that he had the answer to inflation. The country's got to produce more goods. Then we got to have a little more unemployment. So when there's more goods to buy and less people who can afford to buy the goods, then the prices will come down.
Mike stares at him.
That is the stupidest damn thing we've ever seen.
You watch your language. Don't be swearing in the house.
Oh. Archie breaks through Gloria's streamers.
What's the difference? What is the difference between this house and the White House?
What are you bringing up the White House for?
It's a fact, Arch. Nixon swore.
Listen, I'll say this for the man. He never swore in the house in front of his family. Only with the people working for him. Because they're Germans. You gotta swear at Germans.
Daddy, swearing's just the sign of a small mind.
Shut the hell up.
See how you can keep defending the guy. I mean, he had to resign because he lied about the cover-up.
He did not lie. He forgot to tell the truth.
That's a big difference, huh?
You get away from me. But as long as you're still with me, let me tell you something else. There's a lot of presidents done a lot worse than President Nixon.
Like who?
Well, like a lot of them. Like, for instance, the guy that went into the Capitol and under the dome and was selling the teapots on the side.
You mean Harding?
That's right. Alexander E. Harding. And nobody said a word to him because in them days, people have respect for what do you call your executive privileges.
Daddy, you better try to get in a good mood for this party.
Well, never mind my mood, little girl. Just keep hanging your steamers over there. You're the one that got me into this whole expensive party here. Made me go out and buy your mother an engagement ring after she went 26 years without one.
Did you get it?
Yeah, here it is, right here.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It ought to be beautiful. It cost me $85.
Wow, looks like it costs more than that.
Well, listen, it's a $229 ring. Spike Waterman's old lady didn't need it anymore. She went on one of them screwball diets. All the fat come off of her behind and went into her fingers.
He tucks the ring into his shirt pocket.
Daddy, you really think you're going on strike, huh?
I don't know. Some of them young hotheads down the plant get their way. I don't know what these guys want. They're asking for staggered work shifts, lounges with pictures on the wall and books. They want to turn a factory into a house of pleasure. They don't want to work. They're a bunch of berries.
Daddy, people respect.
Listen, little girl, respect is for the dead. The living need dough.
Mike helps Gloria hang streamers.
Sometimes you gotta strike.
Don't be telling me what I gotta do. I'm an old trade union man long before you was born. Let me tell you, there's a right way to strike and a wrong way to strike. And the right way to strike is don't strike.
What?
That's the way it is. You got to threaten a strike. You see, you got to play the rules of the bargaining game. Now, you ask the bosses for more than you know they're willing to give you. Then the bosses come back and they offer you less than they know you're willing to take. And you meet someplace in the middle and you compromise each other. And as for you...
Edith runs in with a toy gun.
What is that?
It's a party favor. Now, and it goes pop.
A flag rolls out.
I mean bags.
Beanbags.
He blows a noisemaker at Mike on his way upstairs.
Open your head, Mom.
Oh, thanks, Mike. Oh, my. The decorations look beautiful, Gordon. Thanks, Mike. Hello? Oh, yes, he's here. May I tell him what's calling, please?
Oh, get out of the blow, little girl.
Just a minute. It's a Mr. Ted Bartlett.
Ted Bartlett, that's the president of my union. Give me the phone.
Gloria passes the receiver through a ladder, tangling the cord.
Will you give me the phone? Give me the phone. Get out of here.
Archie sticks his head in the ladder to reach it.
Yeah. Hey, about the speaker, yeah? Yes, Mr. Bartlett. How are you? Get out of there, Stretch Cunningham. I know your voice.
In the kitchen.
I hope that ain't bad news. You're really worried about a strike, aren't you, Mom?
Oh, yeah. And I hope it don't happen. Still, I don't know how we'll manage if Archie don't get more money. I can't figure it out, Gloria. 20 years ago, Archie was earning a lot less and we was eating a lot more. And then I always had something left over to put in the savings bank. Now there ain't hardly nothing left in there. And I got nothing to put in. I don't know how long the bank can afford to go on like this.
Oh, whoop-de-doo. Hey, everybody, good news, Edith. Bring my beer. Whoop-de-doo, whoop-de-doo. Edith, you know who that was on the phone?
Should I guess?
No, sit down. The Stretch Cunningham. He's calling me about the strike. He was using the executive's toilet at work.
Called to tell you went to the toilet?
The executive toilet, meathead. See, he was up in the office part of the plant, so he figured, well, as long as he was up there, why not?
Why not what?
Why not see how the other half lives? So he was sitting in there, and all of a sudden, in comes Jim Sanders, the personnel manager, and the big boss, old man Pendergast himself.
Oh, my, I hope Stretch didn't get caught in there.
No, they didn't even see him. See, he picked his feet up. He heard Sanders say to Pendergast, Mr. Pendergast, you think there's going to be a strike? And Pendergast said to Sanders, no, there ain't going to be no strike because we can't afford no strike.
Oh, it's great, terrific news. Gee, I just hope it's true.
Certainly it's true. Men never lie in toilets. In toilets, everything is up here, yo.
Now, aren't you glad I talked you into having your wedding anniversary party?
Sure, I'm glad now that there's something to celebrate. In fact, Edith, you know, I think I'm going to run down the corner and buy myself some more cigars. You want to come meet here? We can finish the fight.
Yeah, all right.
Michael, will you please stay here and help me finish with the decorations? Everybody will be here in about half hour.
That's why I'm leaving you, Gloria. You're going to do it much better without me.
There ain't going to be no strike. There ain't going to be no strike, no strike, because there ain't going to be no strike.
Archie dances out the door with Mike right behind him. Gloria and Edith share a smile.
Oh, my, what a relief. Now maybe your father will get a good night's sleep.
Oh, hasn't Daddy been sleeping, Mom?
Oh, no. I can always tell when he's sleeping because he snores like this. What's he doing when he's not sleeping? He don't snore. Oh,
baking a cake for the party.
Is this the Bunker's residence?
Yeah.
Telegram.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my, look, a telegram. Go ahead, Ma, open it. Oh, no, it says Bunker. It might be for your father. Ma, your name's Bunker, too. It's probably a happy anniversary wire. Come on, open it. Oh, all right, if you say so. I'll just read my hand.
Edith unfolds the telegram, then her smile vanishes, and she stuffs it back into the envelope.
I shouldn't have opened it.
Why not?
It's from your father's union. He's got to go on strike on Monday.
That's not what Daddy just said.
I know, but he was wrong, Gloria. Men do tell lies in Turlicks.
At the party, Irene Lorenzo plays the ukulele for Mr. Munson and the Jeffersons.
Blackbird, where somebody waits for me, sugar sweet, so is he.
Gloria heads to the kitchen where she finds Edith.
Ma, you can't stay in the kitchen all night.
Gloria, I wonder what's keeping Mike and Archie.
Oh, they probably just stopped off at Kelsey's for a beer and the rest of their argument.
Gloria, maybe I was wrong. Maybe I better show Archie the telegram when he gets back.
No, Ma, your first instinct was right.
You mean, if I tell him about the strike, it'll spoil the party?
I mean, if you tell him about the strike, there won't be any party. And Ma, come on, let's have a good time, okay?
Meanwhile, Irene dances with Louise.
I make my bed and light the light. I'll arrive late tonight. Blackbird, bye bye.
Edith knits her brow.
To cheer up. If Daddy comes home and sees you looking like this, he'll suspect something. Smile.
I'll try.
She beams unconvincingly at the kitchen door.
You can't tell her.
Don't tell me what I can't do.
Mike and Archie get stuck in the doorway.
I never got stuck in a door in my life until my daughter married you.
They burst inside.
Don't ever come through a doorway with me again.
Arch, wait a second, wait a second. What if we hadn't run into Dutch Krieger, huh? And what if Dutch Krieger hadn't told us that the strike was on?
And what if your grandmother had wheels? Then she'd be a bike and you could pet her right from here.
Think about those other people in there. You invited them over just so you could give Ma a ring.
I can't give her no $229 ring with a strike coming on.
All right, go ahead. Go in there and tell her. Ruin the few happy hours that she might be having. Spoil the whole party. That should make you feel real good.
Leave me alone, will you? Just you leave me alone.
Archie peeks into the party and spots Edith with Louise and Irene.
Jeez. She's in there all smiles. You're right, meathead. How am I going to go out there and throw cold water in that happy face that don't know nothing? All right, come on with me. And try to look cheerful yourself, will you? Look like one of the pallbearers at a funeral. Wait. Let me go through the door first, please.
Lionel walks in, knocking Archie behind the door.
In the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. See you, Arch.
Mike heads to the living room, and Lionel spots Archie huddled in a corner.
You hiding, Mr. Bunker?
You stay away from me, too.
They join the party.
Hey,
Edith. Oh, Archie, you're back.
Hey, you having a good time, huh, Edith?
Yeah.
Yeah, is he there?
Mike waves him towards Edith.
What the hell is that?
I mean,
don't tell me what to do.
Archie, you missed a beautiful song. Irene, do Blackbird again.
Oh, wait a minute, Irene. Oh, never mind the Blackbirds. Play something white. Play We're in the Money. You know, we're in the money, we're in the money. No, wait a minute. No, don't play that. That's no good. But play something that goes with Edith there. Play, you know, what is that? Ain't She Sweet? You remember that one?
Ain't she sweet, sweet. See you walking down the street.
Archie dances with Edith.
You having a good time, Edith?
Oh, yeah, yeah, she ain't she nice. Look over once or twice.
Don't sing, just have fun.
When Archie walks away, Bert Munson approaches Edith.
I want to wish you a happy anniversary, Edith.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Munson.
26 years with Archie. You sure did some woman a big favor.
Sandwiches. Oh, yeah.
Across the room, Louise approaches George.
George, don't just stand here like a stick. Mingle around. Talk with people.
Why should I talk to them? I don't even feel like talking to you.
Archie finds Edith in the kitchen.
Hey, Edith, I got something to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
He follows her.
Edith, I got something to tell you.
Oh, is that so?
You stand still. It's like talking to a moth.
Archie, what do you
want to
tell me?
Well, it's just, Edith, that... Are you having a good time?
Oh, yeah, sure. Are you?
Yeah, look at me.
He forces a smile.
That's nice. Well, I better put these sandwiches in there.
Yeah, put the sandwiches in there, Edith. Have fun.
Yeah. Oh, Mike, would you pass these sandwiches around?
No, that's like asking the elephant to pass the peanuts.
Mike picks through the sandwiches.
Look at this. Don't be rooting under the pile. Can't you take what's on top? Can't you be indelicate for a change? Irene, play another song, huh?
Okay, but when are you going to cut the anniversary cake?
I don't know. It all in due time. You know, like the good book says, patience is a virgin.
How come you're giving this party you about to go on strike?
Dummy up on that strike stuff, huh, Jefferson? Who said anything about going on strike here?
Oh, not me.
Yeah, there ain't gonna be no strike. Listen, the bosses can't get along without us, so they know they gotta divvy up with us.
See, that's the trouble with you people. You always think...
Oh, who are you calling you people? You people are you people.
I'm talking about your unions asking for higher wages. It's bad for the country.
Hey, now, if it's bad for the country, how come you raise the prices on the cleaning store?
He done that?
He did on the white clothes.
Archie glowers at George, and Lionel grins to himself.
That pig is Jefferson.
Archie steps away.
You know something, Lionel? You're the reason we never had a second child.
Hey, Archie, I'm glad you don't have to go out on strike.
Yeah.
Because I won't be able to let you drive the cab for a while.
Huh?
You mean Archie can't moonlight no more?
That's right, Edith. Nothing personal, Arch, but I'm going to have to drive the swing shift myself. Things being what they are, I got to get every sign I can lay my hands on.
Gee, that's an awful kick in the head, Munson.
Oh, sorry, Arch, but it could be a lot worse. You could be out on strike and you wouldn't get your raise. Isn't that right, Edith?
All right.
No hard feelings, Arch.
Oh, no, Munson, why don't you go over there and sing?
Archie.
Oh, forget about that. I don't care if I don't drive his cab. I'll have more time to myself, Edith. I'll be able to perfect my bowling.
Archie, is there something I gotta tell you?
No. Save it, Edith. There's something much more important I gotta do right now. Ollie is over here. Ollie is now. Hey, hold it down. Just for two or three instances over here. I got a little announcement I gotta announce now. As you all know, Edith and me are married 26 years today. You have to be eating during this.
Mike, choose a sandwich.
But 27 years ago, Edith and me got engaged to be married, right, Edith?
Right.
Yeah. You know, when a guy asks a girl to get married, that's the highest compliment he can pay.
And it's usually the last one, too.
It don't help me there, Mrs. J, huh? Well, when I asked Edith to marry me, I didn't have the money to afford an engagement ring. But I said to her, one day, and as you know, Edith, I always keep my promises, see? So now, this here
Here's the day.
He holds up the ring.
There we are.
Oh, gee.
Now, hold out the finger, read it. Put it right on there. Now, ain't that nice?
Oh, Archie.
Wearing the ring, Edith hugs and kisses him.
Oh, oh.
She runs to the kitchen.
Don't worry. Hey, tears are happiness, folks. Tears are happiness. The woman's delirious.
Archie follows her.
Made you happy, have you?
Archie. That's the nicest thing you ever done for me.
I know, Daddy.
It's a beautiful ring.
Well, it ought to be. That's a whole quarter of a carat there. Right, you don't have to cry no more. You can start feeling better now. Hey, you want to kiss me again?
No! Why are you crying about the ring?
So what are you crying for?
This...
She pulls out the telegram.
Now, where did you get that?
It came while you was out. You better read it.
I don't have to read it, Edith. I know what's in there.
You know? Well, then how come you was having such a good time?
I done all that because of you, Edith, and you knew all the time. I was out there all night long killing myself being happy. Why did you put me through that?
I'm sorry, Archie. I don't mind if you want to take this back now.
Oh, no, Edith. Come on, will you? Here, that's your ring there. Edith, you keep that. That's yours. That's yours. Anyway, what would I get for it?
You all right? Yeah, I'm fine, Gloria. Daddy?
Yeah, fine. I suppose she knows all about this. I suppose everybody out there knows all about it.
Oh, no, just Mike and Gloria. When are you coming out? Everybody's waiting for you to cut the cake.
And we'll be right there, Gloria.
Okay. Come on, let's go back to the party, Archie. It'll make us both feel better.
Wait a minute, Edith. I got to tell you something. What with this strike coming on and all the inflation cost of living? I mean, things could get very tough.
I know, Archie. But we'll make out all right. We always have. There ain't nothing to be afraid of. Remember what President Roosevelt said.
What did he say?
He said there ain't nothing to fear but fear itself.
Oh, yeah. But he was waking when he said it.
Archie and Edith share a kiss and a hug. Arm in arm, they head back to the party.
How was the picketing today?
Oh, jeez, it was lousy.
Be sure to join us next week and see what happens to the Bunker family when Archie goes on strike.
Oh, gee, they give me the biggest sign of all to carry, a big 4x8 with a barn door at the top that said unfair. Hey, look at this.
Oh, how'd you get that spot?
A kid threw a tangerine.
Directed by H. Wesley Kinney. Written by Don Nickel and Michael Ross and Bernie West. Associate producer Gene Marcione.
The Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Don Nickel. Produced by Michael Ross and Bernie West. Story editors Lou Derman and Bill Davenport. Betty Garrett, Irene. Mike Evans, Lionel. Isabel Sanford, Louise. Sherman Hemsley, George. Billy Hallop, Mr. Munson. Based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1974, Tandem Productions Incorporated. CBS, a Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production. A Viacom presentation.